This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is another episode of Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Laura Banks, who joins me for these conversations with people who are experts in fields that we do not always find to be mainstream. I'm trying, Laura's trying, and I would dare say that the guests who come onto this program are doing a lot to bring around attention. This is something, I think, Laura, you and I have talked about this, that in terms of podcasts and attention, you hit the mainstream here and you find that there are a lot of people who want this knowledge. And the mainstream, when it comes to this, is it different than the mainstream of America or the mainstream of the world? Some people would lead you to believe that it is. I'm not so sure.
I think the millennials are really embracing this now. The millennials are loving this new age thinking, which is an old term, but they're loving astrology. They're aware there's a need for it because traditional religion is no longer as popular.
Right. And there are, in terms of therapy, good psychics are very helpful because a lot of people don't believe in traditional therapy anymore. They've tried it. Doesn't help. All these things are therapeutic. And I dare say our conversation today with Penelope Jean Hayes and Carol Serene Borgens is going to help unearth some more things. Ms. Borgens is a channeler. Ms. Hayes, I guess what I want to do is have you both introduce yourself. I don't want to, when I introduce you, it loses some of the energy. You're a channeler, or are you? I guess I'm wondering whether you follow the same suit Ms. Borgens does.
Well, I channel my higher stream consciousness. This is Penelope, everyone. And Carol channels packs, the spirit energy packs, so she'll speak to that. You know, to your point earlier, I think if a dairy farmer from Massachusetts can have a show called Your Hidden Power, then we're so much more mainstream than we were a generation ago. And I believe that when we meditate, when we sit in nature, we're tapping into a higher stream of consciousness. And so I think that we all have this ability. Some have developed it more than others.
You know, to speak to that end, talking about me being a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, I host five different radio programs, including a daily show called the DJV Show. And it has served me well over the years for whatever my needs, whatever the requirements are, spreading information, spreading cheer, spreading whatever. But I spread a lot of manure, too, on the farm. And some people sometimes get that intertwined for whatever the reason. But this is not the BS. And it is interesting that you noted that because a lot of people are. Why is it that we seem to be so hell-bent on putting people in boxes? Okay, right. This guy does this for a living, so therefore he must believe that. Or, you know, whatever other guy. This guy is a scientist, so he can't believe in spirit. Or, this is nonsense. And but it's done.
Yeah.
We do a disservice to ourselves by allowing ourselves to be so influenced by various types of media, the news media, the popular entertainment media, which basically tries to dismiss any of the things that we talk about here as nonsense or occultish or, you know, and I get kind of, at first I got annoyed by it. Now I ignore it, frankly, because, you know, to each his own. I'm not trying to tell you what to believe. I'm giving you things to think about, and so are you as far as I can see, right?
You're right. It's not a new term. Maybe new thought is a better term these days, but it is becoming very mainstream. It really is.
Now,
your main concern seems to be about the planet. You're worried about what we've done to the planet, where we're going with the planet.
Yep. The books that Carol and I have done are the book that we're here to talk about today is titled Do Unto Earth, and the subtitle is It's Not Too Late. And this is a book on the environment, but it's a message that reads like an adventure, and it addresses world peace and unity and pollution and anthropogenic climate change. And it's done in a way that's entertaining, but also solution-based and enlightening. So it's a very different book on the environment because it's actually such a fun read, and loaded with information, but this information comes from spirit and the spirit messenger PAX. And I'd like Carol actually to introduce who PAX is to you, which is very interesting.
The website is PAX Wisdom, by the way, paxwisdom.com. Yes, Carol, can you enlighten us as to what PAX? PAX in Latin means peace. So how do we take that out of this? Is there a connection?
Oh, yes. This is good morning, everyone. This is Carol. PAX preaches, teaches, shares with us the message of peace. It is only through finding peace in this world that this world is going to survive. PAX is a spirit energy who I've been channeling since the mid-1990s, to my great joy, giving inspiration and, as you alluded to earlier, healing, actually, healing for individuals. We have been doing private readings all this time, as well as writing and collecting the PAX wisdom in preparation for one day, hopefully finding it coming into book form. The message overall from PAX ranges from what we must do to preserve Mother Earth, our environment, and I'd like to say thank you for spreading that manure, Stephen, because you're giving back to Mother Nature. You are helping the soil to live longer and happier. The message from PAX also equally, I believe, is personal power to inform and assure everyone that each of us has the power within us. We don't need to look outside of us for guidance and leadership in all things. We need to look within us to find the strength and empowerment that will serve us well in giving back to the earth, the environment, whatever our chosen message is going to be in each of our lifetimes.
Yeah, one of the things that is hard to overcome in manner of speaking is the current wisdom on the political side of whether you believe in climate change or whether you believe in what's going on in the environment. It has become a one side versus another side, and that's very anti-purposeful. Hopefully, maybe through things like this, you can get over or through that. In a matter of moments, we'll continue this conversation. Penelope Jean Hayes is here. Carol Serene Borgens, they have written a book called Do Unto Earth. And I want to get into the specifics of the whatever form the reading has. When you're talking about giving readings to people, the specificity of the message here, how does that play into whatever readings you're doing? Doug Steffen with these ladies and Laura Banks here on Your Hidden Power. Here's something not mundane, but important for you to know about the here on earth at this moment in time business. MyPillow has announced the sale of the year on standard and queen size pillows, the Giza Excellent Elegant pillows made with long staple cotton, the sheets themselves, these Giza sheets put together. And the fabulous deal is that for the normal price of $69.97 for these pillows, which is, you know, pretty good under the circumstances, now you can buy it at one-third the price, $24.97, using the promo code DJV. So go online to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. I think that makes good sense. Don't forget about the current sale also. You get two for the price of one when it comes to a set of Giza Dream sheets as well. So two of the many reasons to get in and go to MyPillow.com, save on the pillows. Actually, I should go one step further. The standard and queen size pillows are $24.97. The king size are $29.97. Normally, they're priced at $79.97. Use that promo code DJV when you buy your products at MyPillow.com.
If you're one of the 40 million Americans buried in student loan debt, you need to listen to this and get ready to make a call that could save your life. It could take you decades to pay off your student loans, and that's crazy. The government created a special student loan repayment program, except you don't know how it works, but we do. At Modify Student Loans, we can lower your monthly student loan payments, qualify you for loan forgiveness, and help you restore your good credit even if you're in default. If you want to lower your monthly payment, write the number down. If you owe over $10,000 in student loans or are behind in your payments, we can help you. Call right now or put this number into your smartphone. 800-693-9040. That's 800-693-9040. Lower your monthly payments and qualify for loan forgiveness. Call Modify Student Loans now. 800-693-9040. We can help to lower your monthly payments, but you've got to write this number down. 800-693-9040. That's 800-693-9040.
Tax Solutions Now is a complimentary referral service that connects callers to companies that provide tax services.
Money matters. If you owe thousands in back taxes to the IRS, how much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I paid less than I owe.
That's right. Money matters. So call Tax Solutions Now and get the IRS off your back. Since 2014, Tax Solutions Now has been a leader in the tax resolution industry. Remove wage garnishments, property liens, fines, and penalties. Qualify for the Fresh Start program or even uncollectible status. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I owed the IRS over $10,000. I paid a fraction of what I owed.
Call now to reduce or even eliminate your back taxes.
I called Tax Solutions Now and got the IRS off my back. Thanks. You saved us a ton of money.
Money matters. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you? Call now and find out.
Call 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch here on Your Hidden Power, Laura Banks is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen with Carol Serene Borgens and Penelope Jean Hayes. I asked the question about the form. You were talking about readings. So what form do the readings take, given the what I refer to as specificity of your message about earth and wisdom and inspiration and that sort of thing?
Thank you for that. I am a trance medium, a channeler. Spirit speaks to me and through me. And when I refer to the readings, private readings, it brings your comment to mind that you made earlier about people looking today for non-traditional methods of healing for themselves, going away from structured medicine in its various forms. It's the message from spirit, the empowering message, the bringing people to understand what they have within them in order to function in this world based on, for example, their past lifetimes, the strengths that they have brought forward with them into this life that people don't even really recognize or acknowledge in many cases. So as we come together with individuals looking for guidance, it is a support for them to learn to look within themselves, find the strength, recognize their empowerments, and enable them to move past any blocks they have in their current lifetime to be able to do the good things that they're perhaps here on this earth plane to do with their lives. They just didn't know it.
I'm curious about something. Certainly that personal point is so important to each individual. Then we have the situation of COVID-19. A couple questions. Do you feel this is some outgrowth of some other spiritual pain and suffering on the planet? And the other question would be, do you see an apocalyptic situation in the future?
I'm sorry, you broke up a bit in the second question.
The apocalyptic. Do you see anything apocalyptic?
Unless we change our current trajectory, I would say so. Penelope, what do you think?
Well, I think what Laura's asking with the coronavirus, I think that we're more susceptible to the, weakened immune systems, and this is a time of, it's a very difficult time for a lot of people right now, and the energies that are in place on planet Earth at the same time as the pandemic has made a very serious situation out of this. So I think that we're in a very weakened state emotionally and energetically.
Yeah, and by design, too. Excuse me, I'll tell you what I mean by that when we continue here as Your Hidden Power Show is on the air for this week with Penelope Jean Hayes and Carol Serene Borgens, author of Due Unto Earth.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Doug Steffen with Laura Banks. Laura asked a very good question, as all of her questions are good. That's why she's here. As to whether there's an apocalyptic nature to the way man is treating himself and, in general, the collective disrespect that many of us have for each other and for the planet. And I don't know whether this is... I think that as I listen to Laura's question, ladies... What I get out of it is, have we, you know, there are lessons to be learned. We all come to planet Earth with, you know, a date and time stamp. We choose our parents. We choose the time where we're going to be born, when. All of these things are based on lessons. At least that's what I believe that we have to learn. And so under the circumstances, you wonder why these lessons are necessary. Why do we have too many people on the planet? Why can we not control? Why isn't it a better place than it is? And if we do continue with all the population growth that we have, without something that weeds out a couple of billion people, there's not going to be food to sustain the planet. It's going to be chaos. And we have a lot of chaos this year. And I think astrologically, you would say, Laura, that you could see this coming. But it also doesn't seem to portend the fatalistic question that you asked, at least from what you've told me, the sky breaks after the end of this year.
Sure. In Due Unto Earth, Pax, who, by the way, identifies himself as the God being, the universe, but not the universe itself alone, the God being and the greater wisdom. So it's a very powerful source. And he says that we have 8 to 12 years left on planet Earth before a fail-safe point is reached. And that doesn't mean the end of the world. That means that if we do not change our trajectory, that we have 8 to 12 years before we will reach a point of too late for this planet's well-being. So this is very serious, and this is why PAX has come through. And the name PAX, which does mean peace, was derived because I asked for a moniker. So my job in this is as a journalist to ask the questions. So he identifies himself as the God being, and I say, can I have a name to call you? Because God being is not inclusive of all peoples, which was made clear by PAX. Laura, you were going to ask the question?
Penelope, what happens if we miss the failsafe? I think I saw this movie once.
Yep.
What happens?
Just what we,
do we all like crispy fry from the sun or something? What happens?
Yeah, well, we will begin to colonize other planets. And you know, our ability to that wisdom, that information. So Pax also speaks in this book, Due Unto Earth, about the no-fuel solution to interstellar travel at light speed. So these are huge wisdoms that will help advance us, but that we're being held back in many ways to being given this information by the spirit world because we're not behaving very nicely right now. So we're a very warring people right now at this time. And so this message is basically, you better wake up. You know, this is the call to action. This is the time for you to wake up. And what we'll do that is raising consciousness. So the, you know, the viral raising of consciousness so that we'll get to a tipping point of higher consciousness. And then that will be what will stop us from wanting to hurt each other, from wanting to hurt our planet. So we really need to work on consciousness raising. And this is the work that, you know, you, Laura and Doug, that you're doing every single day, is raising people's consciousness. If we could just open our minds to these things. So this book, Due Unto Earth, has the solution for plastics or replacement to all plastic, which is, you know, a huge, absolutely massive gift from the spirit world. Tips on, as I said, the fuel that will replace on-planet fuel needs as well as off-planet fuel needs. And so much more. As a journalist, I just had questions like, okay, I have the God being in front of me. What, you know, how were the pyramids built?
Yeah.
What happened to the airport?
Yeah. Those questions are renewed all the time. I notice you have some other books. The Likely Future maybe speaks to this as we are talking, but the most recent book, Due Unto Earth, available now on their website at paxwisdom.com. I'm sure it's at Amazon as well. Ladies, thank you for being here. Penelope Jean Hayes and Carol Serene Borgens on Your Hidden Power with Laura Banks and Doug Steffen.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
The app is so easy to use and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Justice Amy Coney Barrett is the 115th justice to serve the Supreme Court since day one of the American story.
My fellow Americans, even though we judges don't face elections, we still work for you. I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences. I love the Constitution and the democratic republic that it establishes, and I will devote myself to preserving it.
Justice Clarence Thomas, the longest-serving member of the current court, delivered the constitutional oath of office on Monday night. Tuesday, Chief Justice John Roberts will complete the process by delivering the judicial oath ACB starts work Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Republicans praise Monday's confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, while Democrats were denouncing the results. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Both sides of the political aisle reacted Monday to Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation. Texas Senator Ted Cruz said it represented a promise kept from President Trump.
Today, President Donald Trump delivered on one of the central promises he made to the American people, to nominate principled constitutionalists to the U.S. Supreme Court. Today, the Republican majority in the United States Senate delivered on one of the principal promises we made to the American people, to confirm principled constitutionalists to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had a much different outlook. The New York Democrat called the day one of the darkest in the Senate's history.
As workers continue to fall behind, as unlimited dark money floods our politics, as reactionary state legislatures curtail a woman's right to choose, gerrymander districts, and limit the rights of minorities to vote, my deepest, greatest, and most abiding sadness tonight is for the American people and what this nomination will mean for their lives, their freedoms, their fundamental rights.
The elevation of Justice Barrett to be the nation's 115th justice, replacing Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the bench at 1 First Street. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Murray Geller joins us now. I'm Doug Steffen with my pal from Israel who has great instincts, intuition. He's used it over his life to help millions of people. His latest book, Uri Geller, Learn to Douse, basically learning how to use your intuition. Why don't we, under the circumstances you've met, you've seen, you talk to hundreds of people, send you email every day, thousands of people want to hear from you, millions of people have benefited over your lifetime, your career, from your wisdom. So why is it that we have so much trouble today? We were just talking about the future of the planet, and there are some who say if we don't fix things in the next 8, 10, 12 years, we're going to either have to figure out fast how to get off this planet, or, you know, it's sort of fatalistic. I don't like to believe in that. But, you know, people don't seem to be using their intuition. It would seem if they did, or you would be able to gather the information that obviously leads you to a point that we're in trouble here. We argue about everything. We call people names. We kill people we don't agree with. What are we doing to ourselves?
Okay, Dougie, first of all, a little about the book. The book is called, obviously, Uri Geller, Learn to Douse, and the very most powerful little line on the cover of the book is, use the world's most powerful search engine, and that's your intuition. Now, dowsing goes back centuries. Dowsing is the power, the ability, the energy, your intuitive forces to find hidden objects, whether they are underground or under the sea, wherever you're looking for something that you would like to find. I teach people how to douse with a crystal pendulum, how to douse with rods, how to douse with forked stick, how to use mind power techniques, and I even give a few dousing games. There's also scientific explanations of dousing. I talk about celebrity dousers. And basically, in a nutshell, it's how to douse through your mind for lost objects. Now, why do we have trouble around the world? Doug, listen. When you said that we better find ways of leaving our planet, yeah, we better do that and do that fast. And I'll explain. Beside the chaos that is happening on our Earth, which is force majeure, which is not under our control, like COVID-19 and like so many other diseases that are still ravaging us, humanity, and then there are those universal forces of a meteorite might hit our planet, it might spin out of control, a huge massive earthquake can hit our planet, sinking California into the ocean. Right now, as we speak, the ice caps are melting, which means that billions of tons of ice is falling into the oceans, therefore bringing the level of the oceans higher. So all coastal cities will be wiped out. I'm telling you, it's a very negative scenario, but it's real. It's happening, and we've got to face it. Now, I'm not talking about 10 or 15, like you said. It's not going to happen in 15 years from now. But these things might happen in the coming 500 years. And in these 500 years, like Galileo and like Leonardo da Vinci 500 years ago drew the helicopter, we will have to find ways of safely seeding other planets like the Moon, like Mars, and so on, to be able to leave our Earth safely and live elsewhere under Earth type of conditions. I hope I'm making sense to you, but this is a dear prediction. I'm talking about the coming 500 years. We've got to build vehicles that will be able to carry us away. And as we came to this world, because we are star children too, we came here probably 3-4 million years ago from outer space. We will have to leave our beautiful planet, because this planet will not live forever. Even science is proving that we are cooling off, warming up, etc., etc. Unfortunately, Earth is extinguishing slowly but surely.
Well, there's something to think about. Uri Geller, you can check out his website, urigeller.com. Also, this book, Learn to Douse. It is something, all of the stuff that we always talk about is kind of shattering. I get comments from people. Uri makes us think. Nothing wrong with that. That's your job. Uri Geller here with Doug Steffen. Calitrin, the name, the brand, the entity, the reality that Calitrin is the only marketable weight loss product that doesn't have any stimulants at all, absolutely no drugs in it at all. It's the all-natural healthy choice to help you lose weight, and members of your family, same thing. Safe, safe, safe. Proven, proven, proven to help with weight loss. Also great for joint pain. The ingredients are all natural, the things that you need to build the blocks in your life, the bodybuilding blocks of life. And if you take it consistently, it works best, by the way, on an empty stomach at bedtime, but you can take it in the morning if you forget to take it at night. I take it both at night and in the morning, frankly. And one of the other great things they offer at toploss.com, which is the official website for Calitrin products, because there are other products that will help you look better, the Belly Buster. You can buy 3 Calitrins, 3-month supply, and get 3 bottles free, a 3-month supply of the Belly Buster, if that's what you choose. I say stay on the program for 6 months, because taking Calitrin will help you lose the weight and train your body to keep it off. Then maybe use the belly buster stuff. But as we have been talking about almost ad nauseum, America is really out of shape, eating poorly, and as a result of that, a lot of unhealthy people. So if you count yourself in that group and you want to get healthy, the right way to get healthy in terms of weight is to go to toploss.com, and when you order the product, use the discount code DJD at checkout. No shipping charges then, and the best deals possible on all these various combination of things that will lead you back to health. Toploss.com. Take it from me, Doug Steffen. It really works.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis, or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
I'm Andy Solomon. Nearly half of American adults have high blood pressure, and about 75% of them don't have it under control. High blood pressure, or hypertension, is the leading cause of heart attack and stroke, and it is also a contributing factor for worst outcomes for people contracting COVID-19. Dr. Willie Lawrence, cardiologist and American Heart Association volunteer physician expert.
Check your blood pressure regularly. 120 over 80 or below is considered normal. If your blood pressure is 130 over 80 or above, that is high blood pressure. It means an increased risk for heart disease and stroke.
Dr. Lawrence says that small changes can make a big difference in managing your blood pressure.
Maintaining a healthy lifestyle can make a big difference. Take blood pressure medication as prescribed. It can be one of the most effective ways to manage it. Finally, read labels on over-the-counter medicines. Pain relievers such as ibuprofen and naproxen may raise blood pressure. Consider acetaminophen.
For more, visit heart.org/BPtools.
Moving back into our zone, our mode of thinking, and when it comes to your hidden power, one of the people associated with our get-together every week, Mary O'Malley at psychicscout.com, she is there to help. So there are a lot of people who are wondering, questioning, it seems to be coming up more, the future of the planet. And whether when people come to you for a psychic or a spiritual reading, do they ask about themselves usually? Is there more a focus on me, me, me? Or is there a point at which you have a universality, that you find things, you see things, you sense things? Like we've been talking about whether there's 8 years left, 10 years left, 12 years left of a practical life cycle on the planet. And if people hear that, does that make them full of fear? How do you bring them out of that fear? How do you try to help them with the guidance that you get, Mary, look at these sorts of problems in a more productive way?
Wow. I hadn't heard there was a time limit for us here.
Well, there are some people who are saying that. Some people are saying that you don't have a lot of time.
I haven't gotten that sense, but
no.
Most people are me, 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 and the ones that aren't, the ones that are focused on the planet per se, their stress levels are off the charts. Mm-hmm. They, you know, I try to steer them back to what they have control over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because it's just too overwhelming trying to, you know, the politics, the everything going on in the world, and so much of it we
but are we ruining
not much
it?
We can do about.
Is well, but that is that really the way to think about this? Are we doing it to ourselves? Or are we allowing ourselves, or somehow or other, has spirit gotten so disconnected from us? We all have the free will stuff. Are we so disconnected, or is that the reason more people are coming to you because they're looking for answers? But if it's all about me, 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 then. How does the universe in general benefit from the individual information that you're passing out?
It benefits in that, you know, encouraging people to do what they think is right, what they do have control over. So if you have control over whether you recycle your trash or not, that makes a difference for the planet, right? If you have control over whether you go to the polls or not, that can make a difference. So I didn't mean me in a selfish way. I meant it more in what they have control over, what they have power over in their life.
There's a lot of selfish thinking.
So they don't feel disconnected.
I think there's a lot of selfish thinking. That's what brought us. I mean, if the Chinese weren't all about themselves, and we've had in America, you see it in business, the greed, the avarice, the control mechanisms, the power lusting that people have for more, 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 that seems to be part of the human condition. And so if we have a benevolent God and spirit, one wonders why we aren't being hit over the head with a rubber mallet to wake ourselves up to what we are doing, collectively and individually.
Right.
It's not a lecture. It's kind of like, that's real. It's what's here. And if you're older, maybe you don't worry about it because in 8 to 10 years, you won't
be
here.
It won't be an issue for you, right?
But then that's, again, back to the ego of people. I don't give a damn about them. I'm going to be gone anyway, which is a horrible way to look at life.
It just is. It just is ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's very confusing times for everybody. I don't get a sense that the planet's going to implode or anything like that. I do get a sense that overall, with the COVID and people having to really think about who they are, things will change. I think the younger generation is really focused on taking care of the earth and each other more so than other generations have been. So I feel good. I feel hopeful about this.
I'd like to do, after listening to all these people, I'm thinking to myself, whoa. And then I just want to get on my tractor and enjoy the beautiful blue sky and the fields that I'm mowing and preparing for feed for the animals. You know, that's kind of my wheelhouse. And then thinking about my children and my grandchildren and what do I do to help them have the best story that they can with regard to their own lives. You know, helping and supporting.
But Doug, you take care of what's in front of you. You take care of that beautiful farm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You take care of that and you leave it for the generations. And so if
that's
everybody's thinking about what they're leaving behind and taking good care of it, it'll make a big difference.
And that brings me around to the spirit world. The question about if we do, we so sort of are local in our thinking. Okay, we think about the earth and the planet and the beings who are here, without a lot of times giving credibility to what Uri Geller says, that we're coming from lots of other planets, and so this planet dies like lots of other planets have died, and we take our seed and go someplace else. And, you know, that seems to be, it's almost antithetical to what, you know, we've been taught to take care of the planet, but the planet isn't going to, you know, it's just the natural course of things. It disappears at some point in time. Right?
Well, yes, there's that.
Yeah, right. All right.
It's
well,
true.
Anyway, it's a lot of philosophy, but you get down to brass tacks. Ask these questions. When you call Mary for a reading or you go online to her website, psychicscout.com, ask these questions of her and you'll get good, important, loving answers. Mary O'Malley, yourpsychicscout.com, here on Your Hidden Power.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Banks here with Doug Steffen. Laura's a best-selling author and an actress, or actor, as they prefer. Did you ever have a stunt double that did?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't want to do the stunts, or you didn't. So there are people
let me do the stunt.
They wouldn't let you do the stunt.
I was in the Philippines. They couldn't find a lady tall enough. I'm 5'11". Well, back then I was. I'm 5'10" now. And so they had to use a guy with a wig and throw him off a cliff. I'm like, okay.
Really?
Yeah, a number of times.
God.
Yeah,
oh,
but
my.
In Star Trek, they had a woman that was, and they are very religious people, I might add, stunt doubles, stunt players. Oh, they pray like crazy before a stunt, wouldn't you?
I think I probably would, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, the power of astrology. We're talking on one of the programs that I do with you, the Your Hidden Power program, this week about the future of the planet and where it goes and how some of the things in the future, whether it's people writing books, how do they square with astrological studies? Because there are astrologers who don't believe. Western astrologers don't agree with Eastern astrologers. We have so much in our fabric and fiber, it seems, Laura, that is anti-purposeful. We counter each other. Well, I don't, that's not as good as mine. And yet there's information that's beneficial on both sides, kind of no matter where you look. But under the circumstances, how does one know what to believe? And back again to the future, as to whether we can fast. We're ruining the planet as fast as we are, so we're going to have to go someplace else. And can we do it? If you look ahead, how far ahead accurately can you look using astrology? I guess that's my question. Can you look at a year? Can you look at 8 years? Can you look at 12 years, 20 years? How far ahead? We know we can look back because the present situation we're in was replicated, or we're replicating what happened during the American Revolution and other periods. I guess the fall of Rome had the same sort of star in the sky positioning, right?
Right. Well, you know, Ephemeris is the book
that you use to look at where the planets are at any given time, at the exact time of birth for each of us. If I was a very adept at ephemeris reading, you know, you could buy a book that will take you to, you know, 50 years from now. And I have a book that goes way back to, you know, early 1900s to the 70s, and then I had to buy a new book from 1970 to 2050, 2060. Beyond that, you can go hundreds of years into predictions with the planets because they don't move. It's all fixed. Mm-hmm. And the problem that we experience as
but
far
they
as...
they do move. The planets move through the universe with our planets.
Like a fine Swiss watch, they move. Like a Swiss watch. There's an accuracy and a perfection that is in our lives as well. It is. Well, all we have to do is become more receptive to the messages, but we don't slow down to receive the messages. We're filling it. We're filling it up.
Even if we were the practical side of looking at why there is a 28-day cycle for the moon to circulate around the Earth, why is it that we have a heart that beats the way that it does? Why does our brain work the way that it does? All of the things, why do seeds grow in the ground?
Right.
Where did they start? Where did they come from?
Right.
All that stuff that people who are religionists, they tend to slough off stuff because maybe our brain can't handle the information that's really accurate, and one wonders why that might be, given if you believe that God created mankind in whatever image, you know, that's all of that stuff will give you a headache.
It will totally give you a headache. So, but there on one of our shows, I'm learning that we could be coming close to the apocalyptic moment, and we've all got to raise our consciousness and our vibration to get on board.
Well, we're going the other way. We argue about stupid stuff, political things, make fun of people and don't agree with us.
And we're totally lazy. We're comfort driven. We're materialistic. We've got completely
happy,
lazy, fat, isolated, Cancerian country that we are.
So and where so do we find the optimistic solution?
Doug. There's just no solution now.
Okay. So
no,
we're
there's
done.
A solution. Just get, you know, find a cute guy or a girl and go, you know, have fun. And I'm telling you, it's about slowing the brain down, slowing the heart down, slowing the rhythms of your body to a place when the water is calm on this gorgeous lake, right? And then it's reflecting. Yeah. It's receiving. We're not receiving the messages we need to receive because we're so tuned into...
I receive them on my tractor when I'm out in the field.
Yeah, I bet you do. And I receive it. I walk in the woods and I'll see it. But for each sign, it's different. And so you have to study your astrology sign to know what brings you that peace. For a Scorpio, you got to go deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For Capricorn, you can find it building something. You know, for an Aries, you're going to go lead in some sort of group into some adventure and find happiness.
All right. There's a way. That's the way to end the conversation with the key to finding happiness. Laura Banks with Doug Steffen.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.